Bezalel Smotrich had just been asked what he thought should happen in Gaza. The controversial far-right minister answered that the first phase of urban renewal in the Strip was done, the demolition, and that the time to build was coming. Smotrich says to listen to him. There's a plan on President Trump's desk that will turn what's happening into a real estate bonanza. I'm not kidding, he says. It pays off. Now, the Washington Post earlier this month reported the Trump administration is considering a plan to run Gaza for a decade as a trusteeship. Palestinians living in the enclave would be moved out, at least temporarily, while billions would be poured in to develop the territory as a tourism resort and high-tech manufacturing hub. Residential areas would be built up inland away from the coast. It was Trump's son-in-law who first floated the idea of developing Gaza, saying last year its waterfront property could be very valuable. That idea seemed to stick in the mind of Donald Trump when he returned to the White House.
I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
Well, the only person who appears to be speaking publicly about the plan is Smotrich, the ultranationalist leader of Israel's religious Zionist party. The reported Washington plan for Gaza is being criticized by observers and legal experts. Many say any displacement of Palestinians out of the enclave would be coercive at best and violate international law. Smotrich, on the other hand, appears to be saying it doesn't go far enough, that Israel deserves a part of the land in Gaza in return for the money it's spent on the war.